second chances happening here in Ann Arbor. John Carver started what was actually the premier showcase venue for live performances. And John was always very accommodating to bands, and my band in particular. We opened up for the Ramones about three or four times at the Second Chance, Joan Jett. And during our touring days, we opened up for Oingo Boingo. Jeez, who else? There were a lot of those bands, a lot of the bands that were touring and stuff back then that didn't, you know, that would come and play. Like I said, a lot of the booking agents would go, hey, we got the perfect band to play with these guys, the Called Heroes, because we had that rawness, but at the same time, we were more sharply honed and less noisy. So it got us a lot of opportunities. I had a friend that booked Jim Ferrat, worked for the Liberation News Service, and I knew him from the White Panther Party days, working in the Ministry of Communications therein. And he booked us. I just got this telegram once. My manager got this telegram, Gary Dimitri did. And it said, this is Jim Ferrad, booking agent for the Dance Interior, which was then one of the biggest clubs in New York. And we'd like to know if the Called Heroes would be into playing headlining Saturday night at the Dance Interior. So we wound up going and doing that. It was amazing. Just amazing. So a lot of things like that were opening up just because. It was a good time. Saturday night, the biggest club in Manhattan. I'm like, whoa, man. I actually thought it was a joke, you know, at first when we got the telegram, because I'm thinking, this is some knucklehead in Detroit thinking this is funny and we're going to jump on it. But I said, just in case, Gary, sent a confirmation telegram back, and we did. And lo and behold, a few weeks later, we were in New York on stage at the Dance Interior. I don't remember the years offhand, but God, it must have been like in the late 80s, probably.